and a bit of a more straightforward Indian, we're going to look at different situations of mistaken brachos. If I made a mistake in brachos, in which situation does the bracha work with the Eved? In which situation not? He made the wrong bracha, should have made some other bracha. When is it good, when is it not? That is a very well-known general klal that with the Eved, the bracha shall kol ni bidvore, works on everything. Which is true. There are also some other less well-known details and cases of brachas which do take effect with the Eved, which work. So let's take a look at some of them. We've got the first half of this sermon is about. So in Seif Aleph, let's read the first few words. Tov, somebody made a mistake. Ubere al lechem gomur. Bere minim levayis. Takes a piece of bread, and mistakenly, not thinking properly what he's doing, he takes the bread, and he makes the bracha, bere minim levayis. And the kitzur is going to paskin about this case. In a few words' time, oh, you have another scenario. Yotzer. He's Yotzer. He made the bracha very minim levayis. On bread, he is Yotzer. So the bracha after won't be affected. You know, it's not because you made a very minim levayis at the beginning. We're going to say you should go making, the wrong bracha at the end. It's not, it's not sort of. It's not a pet. It's not a package deal, no. The mistake you made, but we don't say, carry on, you've got to be consistent, No.
After bracha than what you ate, not on what you did.
Right, yeah.
Even if you didn't make
bracha. Right, it's not of significance what bracha you made at the beginning. But let's look a little more closely at this case that he's described here. Somebody made very many mistakes on bread. So implication of Kitzur Shulchan Aruch is that this bracha very minimum zaynus? He says it works for the Eved on bread, but it sounds from the way he's putting it that it's only for bread. Meaning, being that bread is the classic case of something that satiates, it can also, therefore, the word mazayn very minimum zaynus is applicable to it. So even though it's not a chena bracha, but for the Eved, you made the bracha on bread, it works. But if you made the bracha very minimum zaynus on other things, what will be if mistakenly you made Berimin in the Venus on an apple? Unlikely, but let's say. Implication of Kitzur Shulchan Aruch is that it wouldn't work. However, this is not so well known, but the Mishnah Berurah in a number of places paskens that the bracha for the Eved, the bracha of Berimin in the Venus, is effective for the Eved for almost all foods. The person mistakenly made very minimum zaynus on almost all foods, it is effective. And this is based on a Kesef Mishnah who bases himself on the halakha and Hilchos Nedarim, that somebody who makes a neder from mazayin, says, I'm not going to have any mazayin, that is a very, very wide neder that includes almost everything except for two things, mayim u'melach. Water and salt, which these items cannot be classified, cannot be termed with the word mazayin, because they don't satiate. But anything else can be called mazayin, and the Mishnah Berurah says that in the same way that in the Dorim they're called mazayin, in Hilchos Brachos, at least for the Eved, they can also be called mazayin. So the brachos are very minimum zayin, somebody mistakenly makes very minimum zayin. It will work for almost everything except for water and salt. Sounds like it. Sounds like it, but for us the Mishnah Berurah is going to be the final word. The Chayodam also talks about this case and asks the Kasha, which might be passing through the minds of some of us, and we've surely come across the Mishnah in Brachos, which says, Al Kulam in Birich Shakol Nir Bidvara Yopta. For the Eved, what makes charcoal of all items, yotzer. Now, according to this chiddush that we've just now said, that if you make very minimum zaynus of practically all items, yotzer, well, so why isn't it in the Mishnah? Why only charcoal near bitvara? It's a pretty strong question. The Mishnah should have said, I'll kula below charcoal near bitvara, only very minimum zaynus, yotzer. So the Chayyadim in fact asks this question, he goes through the topic and the kashas and the roots and the are around, and he answers that it doesn't say it in the Mishnah because despite the fact that it is almost all-inclusive. This bracha of in the Zedek is almost all-inclusive, but it isn't as inclusive as Chakol Nevedvorei. Because Chakol Nevedvorei works for the Eved for literally everything, including my Mumela. Not like Barimini Mazonis, which at least on these two exceptions does not work. So therefore, the Mishnah cannot throw it in the same bracket as the Chakol Nevedvorei, so the Mishnah doesn't say it. But this thing remains true, halakha l'maaseh b'dyaneh. Let's mention one case where this is going to be, I think, very, very shkia. You know, we just said a bit of a ridiculous case. You made b'dyaneh, very many b'dyaneh on an apple. That's very unlikely to happen. Most people see an apple in front of them, they know to make very free away, not very many b'dyaneh, and it doesn't happen. Well, what's the case where it could happen? This is quite likely. On Pesach. On Pesach, people make types of things which they call Pesach cakes. There are some resemblance, some vague resemblance of cake during the year. And we're all used to the fact that during the year, we make very minimal zonis on a cake, on a biscuit. But on Pesach, some Pesach cakes are charcoal. If they're not made with matzah meal, they could be made just with different types of ground nuts and potato flour and things like that. Their broth is charcoal. Very frequent that machmas for regilus, because we're so used to taking hold of a piece of cake and making very many bezonis. But on Pesach, we do the same thing, say, take a piece of cake, very many bezonis. And suddenly you take the bite and say, oh no, it's a Pesach cake, should be shakor. No fresh brocha, but the avid, you're yotze. Don't need another brocha. Let's just follow that through, nevertheless. As was already mentioned, what will be when we come to brocha achroyim? So, certainly in the case we just made, where you've taken the bite and you remember, obviously at the end you'll make very nefoshes. Even if you didn't remember, and you went ahead and you made the bracha al hamikya, like you're used to making on cake. Regarding al hamikya, we do not find this same cloud in the Christian. Like very good, it just works on everything, al hamikya should work on everything. No. There's a specific classification, definition of the word mother. Mother can include everything. But mikyo only includes whatever it includes and nothing further. And therefore, alamikyo does not take effect for the Eved as a general bracha for all types of items. It only takes effect for the Meshis and the one or two other things for the Eved, but basically it does not take effect on all items like very minimal items. So as a bracha, as a corona, in that situation, one needs very cautious rabbis, and if one did not make it, one still has to make it. The Alamikya does not exempt for the end. One further point of topic, let's just put down, we said that the very minimum zone works on everything except for salt and water. What exactly is included in water? Obviously water is water, but other types of soft drinks which are, you know, not so far off from coloured water. It's hard to hear.
I would
include everything except wine. Right, so some people want to say that. They say that wine is also registered in Chazal already as having a certain level of modern
special bracha.
Right. And also we have to look here at the wording of the bracha. We're saying this modern. So we're saying that in a general sense, all foods give modern. But it's hard to hear that you know, diluted petal or whatever it might be, is called mother. So, first you leave it as a bit of a topic, whether for the Eved you would be going to call it.
Do you know this
point? Diluted, you know, these concentrate diluted petal, concentrate that kids like to drink and all these types of things. It could be even fresh juice, even Coke and soda, effectively, types of flavored and coloured water.
Can you do
brass and
poison?
No, different China altogether.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I see that
remark
that I think it calls all these drinks sodas as water.
All water?
Regarding
what? I think it could be considered halal medina.
It's
just a sort of flavoured water.
Yeah, it's just water.
Yeah.
I remember struggling with whiskey.
Whiskey, no question. You don't want to start up with whiskey. no question, they're good. We drown first.
So,
it's
kind of
for sure. I don't know.
There's a lot of grain on it,
right? There's a lot of grain in it. More sun that Bergman was there could work for the Eberdome. Okay. Let's come back to the wording of the kissing. So now, that was the first case. Now some further scenarios. Oi, I'll tap kissing. After the first few words, oi, I'll tap kissing, or on types of baked goods, cakes, biscuits, etc. Hamoitsi, yotam. For made on them hamoitsi, a little bit unlikely, but if one did, hamoitsi, yotam. And the reason for that is that we find that halachically these things do actually still, baked items from the chameshis minitokon generally do still qualify for shame lechem. In what sense? And we know that many types of baked items were once to be kaveya tzuba on them, were once to make them your actual tzuba, whatever halachically is considered to be a tzuba, but whatever it is, if one is kaveya tzuba on them, they are called lechem, and what makes the chatzila hamotzi lechem in the haaretz. So even when you're not kaveya tzuba, and you're having them just as a snack where the broth is very minimal, but they still have a shame lechem, and if one makes on them hamotzi lechem in the haaretz, therefore with the evidence of the yotzah.
But then the after
bracha
would be just
there. But again, the bracha would be just on unless you actually had a shiur to be with it. All these halachos don't affect making the correct bracha achroyim. Aval in virus al tavshil afilu b'minei dogon hamoitzi. If one had a cooked dish out of the five types of grain, a barley soup, pasta, porridge, if one makes on them hamoitzi, lo yotza. Because they never qualify as lechem. Once you have a cooked item out of the five types of grain, cooked items are not lechem. Only a baked item, even if it's mixed with, it's unsweetened, it's got a filling, whatever it might be, is still called lechem. But a cooked item out of the chameshis minei dogon is not called lechem, so lo yotam. A final scenario of this sea, tov yirid al anovim bo pri agem. One took some grapes, and made on them boi kriya gefen. So another case where we can understand in tomorrow, very straightforward, he made on the grapes boi kriya gefen, yotza. And here we're going to have a situation where the same thing will follow through in bracha achroyim. Not that you'll do that lechatchila, but if you make the same mistake, but hein in tov in bracha achroyim, what about if one came in the bracha achroyim ubirikal gefen, one ate grapes. Grapes, you've got to make a bracha achroyim aloit val priyot. Mistakenly, you say that I get about pre agefe like we say on one. Yes, his yoke says sharei gamal not in pre agefe and hain because they are also pre agefe. Okay, let's go. See if they top ubiri al pre haeit boy pre haadom. But has a fruit which is a pre haeit, an apple, a pear, on bit mixed on it boy pre haadom. So we're going to see that you're yotze. And this halacha is in fact very shia for types of cases of doubt, which one's looked at quite a while back. Since there are certain cases of some fruits that have a certain level of doubt whether they're meant to be very free or both our dogs. If we cannot come to a proper conclusion what they're din is, then we can always follow this cloud that for the Eved, Eha Adomo, is mostly both pre-hoites. You get to the evidence of Hazama, and the reason is clear, because all pre-hoites, essentially when it boils down to it, are also free of Hazama, because everything grows from the ground. Now let's look at another permutation of this idea. What about, oh, shall you stay in the funnel? What about if he had both of them in front of him? Had in front of him a pre-hoite and a pre-Hazama. He had an apple and a banana. The Torah, the Hikim Lazari, is called Prihadom. And what made the bracha on the boat Prihadom was first. Then one wouldn't generally do that. In some scenarios, that's what he did. He went and made the bracha on the boat Prihadom first. Then his coming, Lipto Bozeh, got his Prihadom. Yotza. And when he took hold of that boat Prihadom, that banana, he made with it the boat Prihadom, he had Kavana that is going to exempt also the boat Prihadom. So then, Yotza. Even though it's a ridiculous kavanah that. But let's just understand the full importance of what's being said. But obviously, if you didn't have that kavanah, you had the apple and the banana, you can't make the bracha on the banana. Now, even though Paradaba works for the Eved for a Kriya 8, we're not going to say that without Kavanah, the Bo Kriya Adaba is going to cover you for all the Bo Kriya 8 in front of you, even though normally a Bracha covers you for everything in front of you, but not when the Bracha is a the Eved type of Bracha. So you make a Bo Kriya Adaba, the banana is not going to cover you for everything else in front of you unless you had specific Kavanah. But if you did have specific kavanah, then it works. Even though it's a bit the end of the
kavanah. If you have special kavanah, you never will confuse
brahmas. If you've been thinking what you're doing in the first place. But let's look at one scenario where you could confuse, where maybe it's not so possible that it works for the end. There's no one interesting situation here. What would be, this is as Roberta said, it's a bit of a ridiculous situation. It's a ridiculous kavanah, and why would you do that? But what about the following situation? Let's say somebody has in front of him a Bo Kriya Adaba, and he has also in front of him, he has a fruit Bo Kriya Adaba, a banana, and he has in front of him a kugel. Now he thought it's meant to be Bo Kriya Adaba. Safer kugel. He thought it's meant to be Bo Kriya Adaba, and it turns out that actually it's produced in such a way that it's meant to be Shahapur. Let's say very, very mashed up and changed and added ingredients, whatever it might be. But he thought it was meant to be Bo Kriya Adaba. So when he took hold of the banana and made Bo Kriya Adaba, his kavanah was indeed to cover the kugel. But his mistake was not a mistake in Hilbert's brothers or somebody doesn't know the din properly. He didn't understand the materials of his kugel. He doesn't know what it was. He thought it was made of something else. So Rav Vodna says a chiddush, but one can hear it, that in fact you are not yotze in this case. In this case you should go ahead and make a fresh bracha. You don't say you're yotze in the Eved, where your whole kavanah is based on a toast in the material, not a toast in the...
I don't see that as a chiddush, I think that's playing a
part. Also think it's very disturbing, I didn't see other people before.
You said 72 minutes,
yeah. Or you can do other things, right? In case of stopping, so you can go out of the room so that you lose your brother and do other things to avoid the stopping.
Because you don't
bother the next morning with this friend. That's why I need to come in the name of all. Alright, let's stop it for today.